Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and we have a Thanksgiving special show for you today, don't we, Michelle?
It's a spectacular.
It's a Thanksgiving spectacular. Better than the Macy's
Rockettes are going to be here.
The Rockettes are coming, but before that, we have two contests, very interactive today. We're going to be giving away lots of money, Kathy.
Wow.
Yes, money.
That's awesome.
Money,
I bet people will be thankful for that.
I hope so. There's two different things that you could do to win money today. You can call us with your most creative Thanksgiving promo, and the best one, which will be decided amongst us, will win $100. How cool is that?
Wow. Awesome.
If you're not feeling that creative, you're a little sleepy, and you just want to win $25, you can call us with your best Thanksgiving gobble. Like that. And... who let the turkey in? Andrew, how did you let the, let the turkey in?
I think I need to go.
I'm going with you.
Call us with your best Thanksgiving gobble sound. And again,
can you promise not to do that again?
Yes,
no,
but we're
going to
have callers who are going to do it. So okay. Be ready.
So what is the best gobble?
If you have the best gobble, you get $25 plus ASI Radio finger puppets, which are highly in demand this holiday season. You can re-gift them and... the recipient will be very, very excited.
Yes.
All right. So be prepared now. Call us with your most creative Thanksgiving promo. Win $100. Call us with your best Thanksgiving gobble. Win $25. 215-953-4979. You can start calling now. Michelle Bell.
Yes.
What else is on tap for today's show?
We have a lot of good stuff.
Tweeting.
Well, did you mention the chance to win a $100 gift card?
I just did.
You weren't
obviously
listening.
Obviously, you weren't paying attention. Glad to see you listen to your show.
Well, first we have our friend Leighton Lee from ETS Express. He is their general counsel and a member of ASI's Product Safety Advisory Board, and he's going to call in with the Product Safety Minute. We have a Power Summit wrap-up from Melinda, Andy, and I. We have our Global Ad Impression Study Highlights, and that was just released at the Power Summit with much fanfare. Melinda's going to talk about that. I have some tips from Zappos CEO. Who doesn't love Zappos? I'm, like, obsessed with them.
Tony, yes, you are.
Is
that his name?
Yep.
Andy's going to talk about the Distributor Choice Awards, which the deadline is coming.
It sure is.
Isn't it? Kathy's going to discuss LinkedIn mistakes that can kill your credibility.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Her credibility was already killed.
And, of course,
we have
our host's favorite ad specialties of the week. But first, we have the news in 60 seconds with Andy.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. We begin this morning with supplier acquisition news. St. Regis Crystal has announced its intention to acquire R.S. Owens. R.S. Owens, which is the maker of the Oscar and Emmy Awards, will still produce its products out of its Chicago facility, but fulfillment on its projects will be done out of St. Regis's Indianapolis facility. Check out Promogram today for more details. On to Top 40 Financial News now. The winning streak continues for distributor firm Inner Workings. Following a record-breaking second quarter of sales, Inner Workings said its total company Q3 revenues were $200 million, a 27% year-over-year increase. Also, the company's operating income in Q3 rose by 28%, reaching $7.6 million. On to marketing news now. Online social networking sites are bidding for a bigger share of small business marketing budgets. Facebook launched a new job board service last week, a project that is done in conjunction with the U.S. Department of Labor. And Pinterest, which had limited commercial use on its site, has announced new initiatives encouraging businesses to promote their products and services on the network. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show in Promogram. Joe is already off celebrating Thanksgiving, but he left us with a look at some cool bags, so check that out in Promogram later today.
Thanks, Andy Cohn. In a few minutes, we are going to have people call in to give us their best Thanksgiving promo ever and try to win $100 or give us your best Thanksgiving turkey gobble sound and win $25. Call us at 215-953-4979. But first, we have our friend Leighton Lee from ETS Express on the phone, and he is going to give us our Product Safety Minute.
No, he's not.
Oh.
You want me to tell you a little something?
Yeah, I want you to tell me a little something, Kathy.
Make sure your products are safe. That's my
All
tip.
All right. Well, hopefully well done, we will hear from Leighton in a little while. In the meantime, on line one, we have Hannah, who is going to tell us about her most creative Thanksgiving promo ever. Hello, Hannah.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good, thanks. You ready to try to win $100?
Yeah, but I'm not going to make that sound. I'll just tell you about a promo.
Okay.
Good for you, Hannah.
Thank you very much.
So I have a client that works at a major soup kitchen on Thanksgiving. They do a lot of charity work around the holidays. So we were looking at something creative that we could supply to help, you know, the people who are working out. So what we thought of was these great imprinted food storage containers, and we ended up handing them out, and they were very helpful for the people who were looking for ways to package up the food and distribute it. So it ended up being a great item that everyone really appreciated.
That's a great idea.
All right. That's very clever.
Yeah.
Good. Promotion number one. All right, Hannah, give your information to Vinny on the line, and we'll let you know if you're the big winner. Thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot.
Call us at 215-953-4979. Tell us about your best, our most creative Thanksgiving promo, or give us your best turkey gobble. On line two, we have Jonathan. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, everyone.
Do you have a Thanksgiving a creative Thanksgiving promo?
Well, first let me
about?
Say, I'm definitely not making that noise.
But, you know,
you can
make
some noise.
You can win $25.
I think
how
my
easy.
I think my idea is good enough to win the $100.
To stand so on its own.
He's exactly. cocky.
Okay.
Exactly.
Or you could try
smart
to win $125. All right. Give us your best Thanksgiving promo.
Now, this is an idea that I just came up with, so I'm still in the process of pitching it, which obviously it's too late for Thanksgiving, but it's still holiday season. So, food storage containers for the holiday season. Everyone has leftovers.
Right.
So I'm pitching food storage containers. And right now I'm pitching to the education market because I figured who are the professionals most likely to take their lunch to work? And I thought teachers. So, but do you guys have any other thoughts with what other markets I could pitch this to?
A homeless shelter where there's a soup kitchen.
Well, the first caller actually had the same kind of concept, and
exactly.
they did it with a nonprofit.
Hannah.
So, yeah, it could definitely work for
them out at a soup kitchen for people, which we thought was a cool idea. So nonprofits, another good market. I think that's definitely a good product, though, especially around the holidays.
What about if you gave, like, storage containers, like, with a purchase of a turkey, like, from a food store? Because, you know, like, I'm always looking for food storage containers
that's
for the leftovers.
Because you make everything homemade.
I do. I do. On Christmas, I do. Yep.
Except you did set the turkey on fire one year, I believe.
I did. that's evidence.
All right. Well, that's a great product, Jonathan. Now, you sure you don't want to try for the turkey gobble?
No, thank you. But I do have one other question, and I'll hang up after I ask it because you guys aren't touching on it till later on. But as far as LinkedIn goes,
mm-hmm.
how many jobs is too many to list on your profile?
Oh, I don't know.
So, and I know you guys are covering that later, so I'll hang up and let you guys talk. But just wanted to throw that out there because I'm currently updating my profile.
I would say if you've been at a job like I have for 19 years, that's enough, that one job. Because you have the 19 years
because
full of experience.
Because everyone knows you're a dinosaur.
Exactly. I mean.
I wouldn't put 10 jobs. You don't want to look like someone, you know, just like a regular resume. You don't want to look like someone who's jumped around a little too much. What do you think, Andy?
Yeah, I would agree with that. But you also want to be realistic. If you've had 4 jobs in the last 3 years.
Well, yeah.
You got to put them on there because you don't want to hide things. You don't want to be, you know, fabricating or lying, essentially,
of course,
in your profile.
But, I mean, for instance, I only have my last 2 jobs on there because that takes up a span of
mm-hmm.
20 years.
Yeah, that's
right.
What I'm saying.
So
and
I don't
think
need
that
to put anything
you, I wouldn't
that.
Put anything more than that.
No.
You know, but I think if you do have a situation where you have more than 2 jobs in 20 years.
Like a lot of people do these days.
Then I would put them on there, you know. I wouldn't go back through your whole career necessarily, but put what you think is vital to what you're looking for your next job.
Mm-hmm. But it's not like a resume. Can't you put kind of highlights? I mean, this isn't a resume. I think you can pick and choose on this.
You can pick and choose, but what if you pick and choose and then there's gaps?
Yeah, I don't like that idea.
It's not a resume per se, but so there. So
I
so
look at it as kind
somebody,
of a career highlights sort of page. But again,
yeah, obviously you're not putting details, but if you take a couple jobs out and then there's a 6-month gap here and there's a year gap there, then you're just inviting people to question what the hell you were doing in those 6 months or a year.
All right, let's just say that you don't need to go back beyond, you know,
that for sure.
Of years.
Right.
Yeah.
How about that?
That I would
we're
say
all in
you don't yeah,
that.
You don't
yeah,
need to go back too
good.
Far, but if
you don't need to put your high school waitressing gig. No,
I don't think you need to put any unless you're looking for a future waitressing gig. I don't think you need to put anything that doesn't relate. Well, then there you go.
I was
all
a
right.
hostess at
so
Casa Lupita.
I think we agree most recent is fine. I mean,
yeah,
most
definitely.
Recent, no, several
yeah.
years. All right. Well, hope that helps, Jonathan. And good luck. We'll let you know if you win the big $100.
Michelle, yeah, I'm not on LinkedIn, so whatever.
You're and not? Michelle no. says whatever, so that's really helpful advice.
Yeah. I know. I
All
don't
right.
see the point.
We are still taking your calls at 215-953-4979. Tell us about your best, most creative Thanksgiving promo.
We don't have any gobblers
or
yet.
Or give us – it's so easy. Well, just call us, 215-953-4979. Gobble into the phone, and they'll probably
right.
win $25.
And you'll win $25 pretty immediately. I bet
Somebody
if Michelle gobbled, she would lead the fray.
I think you guys poo-pooed the gobbling so much people are afraid to call that you're going to make fun of them.
All you have to do is say gobble, gobble. Just call.
Gobble, okay. gobble.
Call us with your gobble.
Oh, my God, the enthusiasm.
All right, we're going to pause for a message from today's show sponsor, AIA. When we return, we're going to talk about highlights from a very important summit that happened last week.
Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Do you believe that you have all the support and tools to reach your goals? With AIA, your vision can become reality. AIA understands that not all businesses are the same. They work with you to craft a customized, individual plan that develops your business in a way that's best for you and the professional life you want to create, regardless of where your business is in its life cycle. When you become part of the AIA community, you have the resources, talent, and expertise of a robust organization at your fingertips, all while keeping your business and your clients. The offer? A simple agreement with no non-compete provisions, no money up front, no monthly or transactional fees, and no technology fees. One simple rate, period. Contact AIA today, 877-212-7324 or www.aiacommunity.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where we're going to pay you $25 if you give us your best Thanksgiving gobble. Call us at 215-953.
Is it a Thanksgiving gobble or a turkey gobble?
4979. Well, it's a turkey
gobble.
Well,
the turkey is dead on Thanksgiving, so it wouldn't be
it's
gobbling.
To commemorate Thanksgiving. Oh, I think we
Except
have a taker.
There are pardoned turkeys.
Oh, we have Tim on line one. Good morning, Tim.
Tim Andrews?
I don't know. Let's see.
Hello.
Hi, Tim.
Hold on. Let me turn you down on the radio.
Okay.
Okay, now I can hear you.
Are you going to gobble for us, Tim?
Well, $25 is $25,
Absolutely.
Right?
See exactly.
That? See that? There we go.
I knew we'd have a taker. All right, let's go.
Okay, ready?
Yep. That was hilarious. You win the $25. Absolutely.
Right,
you should see Andy Cohn. He is doubled over. I'm not sure if that was a baby or a – I'm not sure what
it
kind of sound
like
that was.
It sounded like a different kind of
it
bird.
Like
but...
an injured chicken.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know.
But it was a good attempt.
You have impressed us. Andy's face is now red, and we're going to put you on the line with Vinny, who's going to get your info and get you your $25. Happy Thanksgiving.
You know how some shows,
Thanks, Tim.
You know, some shows jump the shark? We just jumped the turkey, and it ain't pretty.
You know what?
That was hilarious.
The best sound ever.
Yeah, oh, my God.
All right, you know what? We're going to keep going with this. If someone else wants to call with a gobble, we'll give whoever calls with a gobble $25. Yeah.
We're desperate for gobbles.
We're desperate for We're dialing for gobbles this morning. Call us
215. It sounds like we're paying for gobbles.
953-4979. If you give us your best turkey gobble, we will give you a $25 Visa gift card, which who doesn't want that around the holidays? I certainly do.
Okay. At any time.
Well, then you should gobble. Wait, no, you shouldn't.
Don't worry. Yeah, you'll get your gobble from
okay,
me.
Okay, excellent.
Later. You'll get your gobble later. All right.
And you'll like it.
So last week, very important event. It was the 6th annual ASI Power Summit. Oh, wait, I've got to pause because Sandra is ready to gobble for us online, too.
Awesome.
Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning. I'm a glutton for punishment. I figured to add to the humor.
We are so excited for you to call. All right, we're going to pause and let you do your best turkey gobble.
And you want it this moment.
Yes.
The moment you've been waiting for.
Go for it. Okay. That was so impressive, and I like the length of the gobble. She didn't just give a short one. She gave like a super great. Sandra, you've obviously had past experience at this.
I was practicing just for you all.
Well, thank you. That was wonderful. Thanks for being good sport. We'll put you on the line with Vinny to get your $25. And happy Thanksgiving, Sandra.
Do you think people have been?
To all of you. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank
you. Do you think people have been drinking Bloody Marys already or something?
That went on for like 30 seconds.
I know.
That gobble. I've never heard such. You guys make fun of me and my gobble. These Tim and Sandra are way better.
I have tears coming out of my eyes.
Fantastic.
All right. You can still call us, 215-953-4979. Give us your best turkey gobble. We'll give you $25 because we are in the giving spirit today. But in the meantime, we attended the ASI Power Summit last week. It was the 6th annual one. It was at a beautiful location in Naples, Florida, for 2.5 days. 250 of the industry's key players got together and talked strategy and all kinds of great stuff. Andy, what impressed you the most about the Power Summit? What was your favorite part?
Well, besides the party on the beach,
yes,
which was awesome. We
yes,
had a,
you got to go barefoot.
The second night, we had
a barbecue
dinner on the beach, literally right on the sand, and it was really cool. That was awesome.
Great networking.
I enjoyed the session that I moderated during the Power Summit. It was called State of the Industry Live, so we presented some information from the Council of State of the Industry and then talked to some panelists about that. And also what was really cool, polled the audience while we were presenting some information to see if they agreed or disagreed.
I saw you had text polling. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we text polled
the
audience immediately, real time.
Any reaction from the audience or any polling that surprised you?
It was mostly agreement. We talked about a couple of trends. One about pay habits improving, both for suppliers, so distributors paying suppliers a little quicker, and also for distributors, clients paying distributors a little quicker. And for the most part, the majority of the people in the room agreed with that this year they were seeing pay habits on invoices improving. So that was one thing. A little bit of, you know, what we presented as sort of negative news from the State of the Industry report was that retention rates are down. So client retention rates are down. Some people actually spun that as a positive, saying that they weren't hanging on to bad customers anymore and were making an effort to get rid of those. So there was actually a spinning of positive news in that way. But the audience essentially agreed that retention rates they're seeing kind of dip a little bit this year.
All right, Michelle, you were at the Power Summit. You led a couple different sessions there. What was your favorite part about the event?
Actually, my favorite was the Marketing SmackDown panel, because
that's
really difficult to have to get up there. We give people, the four people on the panel, who were Larry Cohen from Axis, Danny Rosen from Brand Fuel, Sandy Gonzalez from Made to Order, and Cindy Jorgensen from Brown & Bigelow. We give them a marketing scenario only an hour before they go on stage.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
They have to come up with a campaign on the fly, which is really kind of nerve-wracking. And they all did a phenomenal job. And again, using the text voting, people in the audience voted. And Danny Rosen won, but I would say all four of them did a phenomenal job. It was really interesting.
I got to say that panel this year was very cool. We've done it for a couple of years now, and that one specifically this year, it was on nonprofits, and that was kind of the theme, and people were given a challenge, like Michelle said, and the four panelists just had completely different ideas, and all were fantastic executions of what was something that they had to come up with very quickly. And it's just that, you know, Matthew Cohn was the moderator of that panel, and he said it afterwards, and I really agreed with him. You know, it really showed the creativity of people in this
yeah.
industry.
Their
it's
process
truly
was
incredible.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
And they had just such a short time to come up with them.
Right.
And presented to an audience of 250, you know, impressive.
Right,
people.
And they had these. They came up with these integrated campaigns, and it had to be within a specific budget, so they couldn't, like, you know, it wasn't just pie in the sky type of things. It had to be a little bit realistic, and they had, you know, social media elements and different promotional products that were given throughout a period of time, and it was just all very well thought out, and in only an hour, it was really, really impressive.
And as Larry Cohen said, it's really difficult to do that on stage when people are voting for you right there,
because
you can see your, you know.
Talk, you can move
it's
up or down.
Oh, my God. God, I would hate
that.
That
would be unnerving.
It's true. We had a little internal wager, which I didn't win.
Well, my favorite part of the summit was we released our third version of the Ad Specialties Impression Study. For people who don't know, it's a huge study we do. We survey about 5,000 people in 12 different cities, including in Europe and Canada, and ask them all things about promotional products. And really what it is, it provides proof that promotional products really work and are a great value compared to other types of ad media. If you go to asicentral.com/study, you can see the whole study. But I talked a little bit about it last week on the show. But here's an interesting stat, and Kathy, you should know the answer because you were in the studio when I talked about it. How many people?
That means she had to be listening at the time.
She already looks.
Go ahead.
How many? Now you guys should all know this actually by now. But what percentage of people who have a promotional product in their house right now can name the advertiser on the product?
87.
See, she did pay attention.
I did pay attention.
I mean, that's a huge number. So, you know, you have a pen in your house.
Yeah.
You can immediately name, you know, it's nowhere near you at the time. Someone's serving you. You can immediately name the advertiser. That's pretty impressive. Now, can you name the advertiser on a TV show you watched a week ago? Obviously not. So that was really impressive.
I think that's a statistic that every distributor should be talking to their clients about. You know, not just on a sales call, but just out of interest. This is a medium that people remember.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's really all you're trying to get from advertising.
And one of the reasons they remember, of course, is because they hold on to the items. And they hold on to the average promotional product for at least 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 6 months of carrying a bag around, wearing a T-shirt around, you know, drinking out of a mug, where they and whomever they come into contact with is seeing that all the time.
Right.
That's much better than traditional advertising. The study is also really cool because it breaks down. We take the top 10 promotional products in the industry, like writing instruments, bags, T-shirts, mugs, and we break it down in all kinds of demographic groups by gender, age, income, race, so you can see, you know, what groups prefer different types of products, which is also a great tool to really target your audience a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'll ask you guys a few questions. Who do you think owns more writing instruments, women or men?
Women.
You are absolutely right. how about who owns more promotional T-shirts, women or men?
Men.
Oh, you guys are so smart. Maybe you've read this. All right, out of the 12 cities we went to, and you guys know what the cities were, what city in the world, according to our study, has residents own the most promo products? I'll give you a multiple choice on this one. I'm going to say Chicago, London, Dallas, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Very good. Yes, people in Los Angeles.
Kathy really is paying attention today.
Can you
believe
it?
They own an average of, you know, that they can think of off the top of their head of a dozen promotional products at in a given time. And, of course, they remember the advertisers on all those products. So, anyway,
that's
great
pretty amazing,
study.
Actually.
Really comprehensive info. Go to asicentral.com/study. And the cool thing is we have a bunch of graphs and charts from the study that you can pull out and put into your own client presentations if you want to, you know, more ammunition to show clients that promotional products really work. Good tool.
It's even just a
great
conversation starter.
It is.
I think that it lays out in pretty clear ways that promotional products have the kind of value that maybe some other ad mediums don't.
And when you bring up that stat, you know, that 87% stat that you remember, consumers remember, tell the customer to put yourself, like, think of yourself as a consumer, which they are too. And I'm sure that they remember who's given them promotional products as well.
Yeah.
And another good thing in the study, of course, is it talks about the cost per impression of a promotional product versus other forms of advertising like TV, radio, and newspaper.
What is
and
it?
Again, it's just about half a cent.
It's 0.6 cents.
0.6 cents, which is more favorable than all that media. And that doesn't even take into consideration the cost of production. So, for instance, besides, you know, for a TV ad, just imagine the legwork and the cost that goes into producing the ad as well. So, anyway, lots of good stuff in there. We're going to pause right now for a message from another show sponsor, ASI Computers. And when we return, Michelle is going to give us 7 tips from Zappos.
Have you outgrown your current order management software? ASI Computer Systems and ASI SmartBooks will streamline your business. From accounting and marketing to order management and shipping, ASI SmartBooks manages all aspects of your business with one software solution, specifically designed for the advertising specialty industry, and fully integrated with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Spend less time organizing and more time making sales. Call 1-800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to grow your business with ASI SmartBooks. Get ASI SmartBooks.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. You have about 7 minutes to call in. Give us a turkey gobble. And if you do on the line, we'll give you $25. Call us at 215-953-4255. 4979.
There's got to be another gobbler.
Vinny
out
is
there.
Waiting for you to call and gobble. 215-953-4979. We'll give you $25 on the spot. In the meantime, Zappos is a company that is very well known for its customer service and creative ideas. Michelle, you've got some specific tips today from the company's CEO.
I do, from Tony Hsieh, who's fantastic. So he sold his company for $265 million to Microsoft. Link Exchange, because he did not like the culture anymore. So when he went to Zappos, he read Jim Collins's leadership book, Good to Great. Mm-hmm. And what happened is that he realized what separates great companies from mediocre ones in terms of long-term financial performance is that the great ones have really strong corporate cultures, as we know. And they have a higher purpose beyond profits that enables them to generate significantly more profits. So here are some tips that Tony Hsieh has come up with. Build a company, not necessarily a product that you're passionate about. And he says he's never been interested in shoes. His passion has always been customer service, company culture, and community. And he advises don't sway from that passion, even if an opportunity arises that seems like it presents an immediate financial return. Another one I'd say, and we'll put all of these online, he says, offer a clear career path to employees. If employees join at an entry level, make it possible to get to a senior level position with them within a certain number of years. So lay that plan out for them so they have a goal to, you know, work towards. Next, be the architect of the greenhouse. He says, if you think of your company as a greenhouse with lots of plants, many think of the CEO as the tallest, strongest plant that all the others aspire to be. But Tony sees his role as the architect of the greenhouse, so that what's already natural among the employees, he works to flourish among them. So these are really good tips that we will put online, and they're just fantastic. I mean, that really is, and we talked about this at the Power Summit, everybody's gold standard of customer service. And it really just takes some implementing and committing to being able to empower your customer service people to let them treat customers like individuals.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, as Michelle said, we'll have that online at asicentral.com/radio. Andy Cohn, you have an update on the very highly coveted Counselor Distributor Choice Awards.
Yes. If people have not yet voted in our Counselor Distributor Choice Awards, now is the time to do it. Voting is open through Friday of this week. It's actually open for the weekend too, but let's just say through Friday. Go to asicentral.com/ASI awards to vote. We already have more than 1,500 votes in there, but we want as many people getting their vote in as possible this week. So make sure you check that out. Go to asicentral.com/ASI awards and you'll be brought right to the ballot.
A lot of great suppliers on the ballot, so I'm sure distributors will want to show their support.
Yeah, there's 59 product categories. So it's a lot to wade through. Give it a couple minutes and we'll happy to tally your vote.
Fantastic. Kathy, you have some quick mistakes that people should not be making on LinkedIn. What are they?
Yeah, these are kind of obvious. But first of all, posting an unprofessional photo. It says here, women in professional occupations posting like more cleavage than should be seen at a nightclub. Mm. I don't have that problem. Or for bald guys, Andy. I spoke to you about this before.
Yes,
sometimes bald guys don't realize when they're taking their photo for LinkedIn that the light is reflecting from their head. So the photo comes out a little bit overexposed. Yes.
Andy doesn't do that.
No, I
make sure of all lighting on top of my head is perfect.
Great, Andy. Don't solicit fawning recommendations. I mean, business owners can tell if somebody has all their friends like saying, oh, Melinda is like the best, blah, 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 like with a lot of superlatives and nothing to back it up, like no specific actions that you actually personally took. And don't link to an overly personal web page. I mean, you know how some people on LinkedIn, they have a link for their business website, but then also their personal website. Mm-hmm. Well, if it's too personal, keep business and personal separate.
You said duh, but I think that's something that people don't do enough of.
They
link their Facebook accounts to it, and those are personal accounts, and it's there's a mixture there that doesn't always work.
That's true. And one last tip is always spell check your LinkedIn profile. I mean, as editors, we know that drives us nuts, but a lot of people they don't proofread their profiles or their resumes. You know, we've seen a lot of stuff
and
come through.
Yeah,
you need
because
more
they
than
live.
Spell check because people get your and your.
That's right.
Wrong
right.
All
right.
The time and things like that are not picked up on spell check.
You know, people live in a text and email culture now
yep.
where they don't check anything that they they put onto a keyboard.
Right.
And
no,
it's like,
no,
please,
like shorthand.
Stop
like
doing
that drives Michelle nuts too. Like no.
THX.
Exactly.
TBH. Right. WTF. LMFAO. All right.
THX, I don't get that. I just don't get that because you're not, what are you saving, two letters? Like, come
on. I do
on.
That, though. I do that. You're actually saving
I'm
three
guilty.
Letters.
All right. I'm sorry.
All right.
Letters.
Now it's time for Michelle's very favorite part of the show where the editors talk about their favorite products of the week. Michelle.
Audible sigh from Michelle there.
Michelle, you have some sort of ice bag. Oh, no. That's it.
That's from a couple weeks ago.
What is she
sorry.
Have?
This is a wristband that comes in a variety of colors, all bright neon colors. I have white here from PSL, ASI 90344. But the cool thing is you can wear it on your wrist and you can open it up and it is a stylus pen.
That's cool.
Ooh. So you always have that on your wrist.
A flimsy cool. stylus pen.
It's right. It's rubbery.
I see that. Andy, what's your favorite product
excellent.
Of the week?
We're all looking for holiday gifts this time of year. So these are 8-ounce bags of coffee. They can be customized and come in various flavors. Check it out online now. It's available from, yes, this is the accurate name, Little Black Dress Promotions, ASI 67735.
I like them.
I like them too.
All right, Kath.
Okay, well, you know how you're always coming into my office and saying, do you have a nail file?
I
well, this one's for you.
I've never come in and said that.
No, well,
I
Melinda
do that.
Does
oh,
okay. on a daily basis. So this is a miniature key, miniature nail file on a keychain. So you just keep it with your keys and you'll always have it handy, Melinda.
But if that was really for her, you'd be handing it to her so she wouldn't have to come in your
she
office.
She doesn't
anymore.
Seem to have the product.
I don't have the product on hand. But it's from a promo solution, ASI 30051, and you can check it out online.
All right, check all those products out at asicentral.com/radio. We are out of time today. Thanks for listening in. Thanks for giving us your best Thanksgiving.
Oh, Jesus.
And be sure to have a great holiday. Check in with us next week. Same time, same place. Have a great week. Thank you. Bye.